Some cancer patients are discovering that virtual reality isn't just for cyber geeks.
You're not going to tell me video games are the cure for cancer.
No, Don, but I am trying to tell you that virtual reality helps patients cope with chemotherapy. First, virtual reality isn't simply video games, but it's defined as a way for humans to become immersed in a computer-generated environment in a naturalistic fashion. The distraction of a virtual world significantly reduces the adverse effects of chemotherapy treatment for breast cancer patients. Some patients say that it's not just the chemotherapy itself that makes them ill, but it's other cancer patients. Sharing a room with other people undergoing the same treatment can make it that much more difficult for some people to relax. With the help of virtual reality, they report less fatigue as well as fewer distress symptoms such as nausea and vomiting. Currently, virtual reality is being tested for its effectiveness in easing the experience of chemo for patients with other cancers as well.
Sounds fishy to me, Ayel. What about cyber sickness, dizziness, nausea? Couldn't virtual reality make chemo patients feel worse?
Well, I can assure you that the virtual reality programs being provided to cancer patients are chosen carefully so that they're interactive enough to help distract patients, but without overstimulating them. Scenarios used engage the participant in touring an art gallery, going deep sea diving, or solving a mystery.
Maybe virtual reality could be useful in other medical treatments as well.
Actually, it is being used in a variety of medical applications, from surgical training to the treatment of body image disorders. This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Michelle Ross with help from Whitney Schlegel in the Medical Sciences program. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.